So when Hitler takes over in 33, 34, and no one even knew about him, they go back and see what Lewis said, and they say, holy shit, Lewis supported this fucking monster. And so Lewis was banned from London society at that point. And he wrote a book in 1939, just before he leaves, saying he had it wrong about Hitler, and he explained these other things, but he called it, the Jews, are they human? So, I mean, he always called himself the enemy. He was, like, you know, Charles Manson, he gets interviewed every now and then, and he tries to make blatant, outrageous statements. Lewis purposely was trying to make outrageous statements. David Bowie and David Byrne and people in the 70s pop stars, they all celebrate Lewis because they say he was the first cyberpunk in terms of his antisocial provoking. See, that works, and Manson's part of that genre. So Lewis, he makes the greatest paintings of T.S. Eliot and Ezra Pound, and they want to put them in the major museum in London, and the whole society says, no, no paintings by Wyndham Lewis. They wouldn't even let his paintings be shown.
And he stayed banned until 1990s.
Yeah. I was in London in 2008, and that summer, finally, the established museums had a retrospective of Wyndham Lewis, and it was so, of his paintings, and of everything, and it was so popular, they had to hold it over. So Captain Beefheart and David Bowie were right. Wyndham Lewis was a great artist. They were. Beefheart celebrates Lewis's novel Apes of God. So you couldn't get anybody more multi-leveled being an anti-environment and trying to make sure you don't get hypnotized than Lewis. And as Lewis, as McLuhan says there, he's not promoting Hitler. He's saying, hey, there's a figure for a new ground. Something's changing.
Yeah, I guess, what is it? Is it George Bernard Shaw? The secret of success is to offend the greatest number of people. And I guess Lewis has certainly mainlined that.
He grossed George Bernard Shaw and the Fabian Socialists out of their wits, and they were called the Bloomsbury Group because of his satire he did on them. Here's these people, well-known, you know, the Andy Warhols of New York City or the David Byrne talking heads. Who else would it be? The musician guys, Reich and Phil Glass, these kind of people are the celebrated Ginsbergian beatnik composers, and they're the ones who are insulting society by what they do. And then Lewis comes along, or Dobbs, which happened in the 80s, and outrages those guys, the rebels. And he did that to the Virginia Woolfs, what was known as the Bloomsbury Group, around George Bernard Shaw.
Yeah, I guess that's back to where we started, not being a member of the society or its counterculture.
Right, right. There's so much of when you read McLuhan that is done by Lewis. He's basically, you know, as the Church Sub Genius claims, I just parrot McLuhan. That's true. It's just the way McLuhan parroted Lewis. But we do adjust it and make it a little further or more relevant to our time than Lewis did, because Lewis wasn't part of this time. It's part of the tradition.